Fit Jewelers. This is Blanche.
Well, Miss Blanche, it's Mick.
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. How about yourself?
Good. Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. I bet our weather's probably better here than yours, I'm guessing.
You know what? Yeah. I haven't talked to you in forever, and you're going to throw down the gauntlet with weather? That sucks.
I know. Well, just because today someone in Oklahoma, no, my niece is in Oklahoma, and she, you know, not that far away, but a couple hours, and she had snapped me this morning, and they had snow. I'm like, well, I don't have snow.
Yeah, no, I
not with Oklahoma.
I definitely got snow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, we definitely did not. So, you know, that's okay. But you guys are used to it, so. Yeah,
exactly.
How have you been?
I'm very well, thank you. You still
good.
Running?
Good. Yep. Yeah. Good.
What was your last one?
I did a trail run in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I don't know, about a month ago. It was a 12K. It was kind of a weird distance. So it was like 7 miles. It was kind of an odd one. And then I had to laugh because I was in Oklahoma. You know, I can make fun of Oklahoma because I'm from Kansas, but. Instead of, like, little awards, they gave away bottle openers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gave away gun racks or something for the back of their car.
Maybe, yeah. And I sent a picture to my cousin that lives in Texas. I said, look what I got today. And he goes, well, did they give you free beer afterwards? And I said, no, there was chili or pancakes. So, Oklahoma, special.
All right. Well,
yeah. Yeah, you never know. Yeah, right. For sure. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was wonderful. Thank you. Yeah.
Good.
So I honestly, usually I cook and do a lot of the things, and this year I was invited to my dad's house. When you're invited to my dad's house, you're not allowed to bring anything. My stepmother makes everything, unfortunately.
Yeah.
She's not a good cook, so it was good
company.
Oh, no. It was good company.
Yeah.
The coffee was great.
Yeah, got to take what you can sometimes.
Exactly. You can't lose sight of the reason why you're there. That's the biggest thing.
Right. It's not always about the food, but it sure is nice if the food's good.
Oh, yeah, well, this weekend I just cooked what I was missing from the from that actual day.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, that's good. Yeah. We just finally threw away all the leftovers on night before last. I'm just like, I can't anymore. They got to go. So.
All right.
Yeah. Can only make it so long.
Any uptick in traffic for the holidays, or are you still kind of?
Not yet. I was just thinking about today's spent, because this is our first week that we're open, like 6 days a week. So we're open on Monday.
Okay.
You know, we're always so excited to work, you know, all the time for the month of December. But I don't know, traffic hasn't really picked up too much yet. So, but it's still, you know, right now, you know, I had one of those, you have those looky-loo kind of guys that really, I think they want to say that they wandered through the jewelry store, but they really don't want to buy anything from the jewelry store. So, you know, it was interesting. It's still those people, the
okay.
early ones.
That's fair.
Yeah, I can't.
I never understood that those are an anomaly because, at least through my experience, there's cliches for a reason because a good chunk of them are true. And guys kind
mm-hmm.
There used to be a comedian that used to say, women are the only species that can go shopping all day long but not bring their wallet because you're more visual
right.
and you like to look at things.
Yeah.
And guys
yeah.
They're like, you know, trying to find the cheese through the maze. They put their blinders on. They know that they want this. They could walk by $1 million and it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
They just are going to the item that they needed and they get the heck out. You know, they're like
yeah,
special
yeah.
ops, you know, rangers.
Yeah.
So when
they don't want anybody talking to them too much.
Right. Yep. I know what I need. Just get out of my way and, you know, let me make this as painless as possible. So when guys go in and kick those tires, I go, are they like, I can't envision, I wouldn't even do that. Like,
yeah.
Just
to look around. Yeah,
I'm kind of a shopper. You know, I don't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little non-conventional, but Yeah, usually I have something in mind. So.
Yeah. And that's probably, I think sometimes that's it. They're like, they maybe do have something very specific, and they do the quick glance. And then if you approach them and ask too many questions or talk too much, then they're
They're
like,
out.
oh, I'm out of here.
Yep.
Yeah. Nope, she's asking me questions and making me talk back. So it's that happy medium between kind of letting them just, simmer a little bit and
Sure.
like, trying to feel them out for stuff. But yeah, it's always, it's a different story every day. The people are, all of them are different.
Yep,
So
100%.
it is what it is. Yeah. So hopefully it'll start. I'm guessing probably next week it'll start picking up, especially if we did get, like, today it's sunny and decent, so if we
So no,
got
it's
some
really
cooler
thinking about
weather.
holidays yet.
No, I think they're all recovering from last week, and we've had some of our women getting their stuff done, so but yeah,
Cool.
it's all
I'm not
good.
sure if Luke shared that since he had the trade-in and you guys aren't really assigned to anybody, I just took you on, put you under my name again, if that's okay.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. No, that's fine.
Okay, cool.
Yep. That's cool. Good. Good.
Let me get out of your hair. I will leave you with this. You guys are an
Okay.
hour behind me, so today and tomorrow we're shipping up until 5 o'clock your time, just in case you might need something. Most
Okay.
no most noteworthy is if you need something tomorrow, like if you call me tomorrow to need something, we are doing free shipping for Saturday for the rest of the holidays.
Oh, okay.
And
Oh,
then
nice. Okay.
I'm also here shipping up until 4 o'clock your time on Saturday for Monday's
Oh.
delivery.
So you too get to work all the time as well.
Yeah, actually, like I leave here at 5:30 my time, and then I go home and I kick on my laptop and I answer telephone calls until 7.
Oh my, yeah.
The good news is there's not that many phone calls and I'm getting paid. So it's like, all
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
I can watch a movie while I'm, screening the
Answering
calls. No
calls.
big deal. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that seems all right.
Yep. So,
Totally
and
good.
the
Yeah.
other thing that I do, and I know you guys probably aren't open on Sundays, but if something pops into
Yeah.
your brain, my phone number hasn't changed. You guys have always had my cell phone number. I do have my
Okay.
laptop, so if like something comes to mind, you're like, oh crap, I was supposed to do something, just text me and I'll start
Okay.
the memo, push it to Monday, and none of us can do anything on a Sunday, but I can at least get it out of your head and tell you you're covered.
Yeah. Yeah. And start it on the next day. Okay.
Yeah,
Cool.
100%. All right.
That sounds good to me.
Lovely. All right, I'll get out of your hair. I hope you
Okay.
have a wonderful day.
Good. Yeah, you too. Thanks, Mick.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye.